Hello, welcome to The Fat Lip, the podcast for fat people about fat people. I am your fat host, Ash, and it is officially Infinifatchin February. So if you don't know what that is, that's why this episode is happening, because I'm going to tell you. But first of all, if you don't know what I mean by Infinifat, I have written a blog post about this. I've done some other podcasts about this. So you can go back and listen to those. But to make it handy, I made a little rubric and posted it on Instagram. So you can go to Instagram.com/thefatlippodcast. Wait, Instagram.com/fatlippodcast to see that and understand how I define Infinifat. I actually talked about the other levels of fatness that I talk about on the pod and on the blog. And it's important to note that none of these are set in stone. None of these are restrictive. If you don't feel like you are in the right category, that is fine. You can identify however you want. It is not up to me to tell you where you fit. I use these terms just as a handy way to talk about the differences in experience and levels of access that we have even in the fat community. So if you see that according to my chart, you're a mid-fat and you feel like a super fat, you're a super fat. That's fine. You can be whatever category you feel best represents you. I just use this as a loose guide because people are always asking, like, where do they fit? Where, what? And like, and to be honest, clothing size is not that useful in determining the kinds of experiences that different levels of fatness have, because sizing is so mysterious and it differs so much from brand to brand, and it's so hard to figure out. I mean, you guys know, we've talked about this before on the show. I don't even know what size I am. I know that I'm in the Infinifat range, but the actual number or size that I am, I have no idea because it just doesn't exist. So like basing any of this on the size of clothing is kind of goofy, but unfortunately it's like the only handy thing that we have that can even come close to reasonably defining these terms. So if you're looking at that chart, you see that I define Infinifat as starting at 6X. So 6X would be in unisex sizing, men's or women's, if you care about, you know, whether there's an M or a W on your clothes. A size 34 in women's plus. That doesn't mean, I had someone argue with me earlier this week that 34 sounds like I'm talking about a waist size, like, you know how straight size jeans are sized by waist. But that's not how plus sizes are sized. And if I tried to do this by waist size, like, it would be even more impossible. So a size 34 in women's plus is what I'm talking about here. 34 and higher is the Infinifat range. And also, at Torrid, sometimes a 6 fits and sometimes it doesn't. So if you're familiar with Torrid sizing, Torrid purports to go from a size 10 to a size 30. But their X sizing, it's so weird because they don't use the X. They have, like, they just say, you know, 4 or 5. But their X sizing starts at 00 and goes to a size 6. However, a size 30 in a dress is not the same as a size 6 in a dress, even though according to their size charts, it's supposed to. Like, it's very confusing. Even within this one brand, the sizing is not consistent. Like, I wear the Torrid size 6 dresses comfortably, but I could not get even close to a size 30 in pants. And it's not, and I mean, there is definitely a difference between my top size and my bottom size, but it is not nearly as wide a discrepancy as the size chart would suggest. So in the InfiniFat range, I included that some Torrid 6s fit because for some of us they do and for some of us they don't. And that's just important to like, because we do have some access to clothing at the lower InfiniFat size range. And I also wanted to clarify that InfiniFat, just because I am a size whatever I am, sometimes toward size 6, I am not the fattest of the fat spectrum. There are countless fat people that are fatter than me that have even less access than I do. And it is so important that we recognize all the time that no matter what struggle we are going through at our size, there's someone who is fatter who is struggling more. And that is a very, very important point to make in this whole conversation. Okay, so now that we've defined InfiniFat loosely, we can talk about InfiniFat in February. So 2 years ago, I joked because Fat in February has been a thing for a few years on Instagram. And that is where plus size people post a photo of their outfit every day for every day in February. So a couple of years ago, I was really frustrated because I was just having such a hard time with finding clothes. And I kept seeing so many calls for clothes to start extending to a size 28. And by that time, I was well above a 28. And I was just frustrated because there was so much push for sizing to extend, plus sizing to extend, but it still wasn't going to serve me. And it still wasn't going to serve many people that I know. I know many InfiniFat people who cannot find clothes. And so I joked on Instagram at the time that I was going to post a photo a day every day in February so that everyone could see the terrible clothes I have to wear because there's nothing available to me. And then it was just sort of me being snarky and an asshole, and I never actually did it. But then last year, in Fashion February was coming up again, and I was thinking about it, and I was just, the frustration was just growing because as much difficulty as there is for size 24 or size 26 or size 28 to find clothes, and as much as of the conversation about like plus sizing being about how, you know, Forever 21 stops at 3X, there was just no one talking about how every brand stops at 6X. Or every brand except for the full beauty range of stores, and which is a whole other issue that I'll get to later. So I decided that I was going to do it. I decided that I was going to post a photo every day of the clothes that I actually wear to illustrate how difficult it is for me to find clothes. And I invited other people to join me. And so when it started, I was just like, I was snarky. I was, you know, posting photos of me wearing camis and holy leggings because like that's my regular wardrobe because I can't find nice things. But then I decided, you know, to be fair, like there are some things that I do have access to. So I also, you know, showed some Torrid items and actual outfits that, you know, I go out into the world in. And people started joining me and we started talking about how difficult it is. And people started noticing and started getting some support from the wider plus community. No pun intended. And I got so many messages from people who felt so seen and felt like for so long they felt like they were alone in this struggle and that of course there were no clothes for them because they were the only one that was outside of, you know, Torrid's size range. And I realized how important this was. And so I really feel dedicated to this project now because, and it is so hard for me. I am a pretty, you know, quiet, private person in my real life. And taking a photo of myself every day is not my jam at all. It's something that I am not comfortable doing. Not because I'm uncomfortable with my body, but because I just generally don't like that much attention being placed on me. But I realized that it was really helping people, so I decided to keep with it. So last year was great, and it generated some attention for the podcast, and I thought it was really important and successful. So here we are. InfiniFatch in February 2019 is about to start. And I fell off a little bit last year. There were days that I just couldn't do it. I really struggled to forgive myself for that. But I managed to get through it. And this year I'm hoping to post every day. However, if I don't, I'm not going to beat myself up about it. But I also want to encourage other InfiniFat people to participate as well. Like, this is not about me. This is about representation and showing not only the wider plus community that we are exist and that we have buying power and that we need to be served, but other InfiniFat people, showing them that we're out here too and we understand what they're going through and we understand that it's so hard. And it's just really important to see yourself on the internet, to see people that look like you. So, InfiniFatch in February starts, well, if you're a Patreon patron, you can listen to this on January 31st. If not, you're listening to this on February 1st at the earliest. So, InfiniFatch in February is starting today. So, go to Instagram, follow the InfiniFatch in February hashtag, follow the Fat Lip Podcast, obviously, and follow every InfiniFat person that you see posting under this hashtag, because visibility is so important. It's so important. And if you are a thin person or a small fat, InfiniFatch in February isn't about you, but what we need from you is one, to listen, and two, to encourage brands that you love to extend their sizing. And whether that's two sizes further than they currently do, or five sizes further than they currently do, anything helps. Like, we need to continue pushing. We can't just stop because some brands have decided to go up to a size 5X now. Like, we have to keep pushing. So that's what I'm going to do, and I hope that you will join me. And also, I want to note that a lot of people think that fashion is frivolous. Like, it's just clothes. Who cares? You can put anything on your body. It doesn't matter. But it 100% does. And here's why. One, not having access to decent clothes it severely limits the places and the places that InfiniFat people can go and the things that they can do. For example, it was 1 degree Fahrenheit yesterday where I live. 1 degree. And there is not a coat commercially available for me to wear. There is not a coat available on the market that fits me. It was 1 degree outside. Fortunately, I work from home and I don't have to go out in the weather if I don't want to. But there are many, many, many people like me who have to go to work, or who have to put their kids on the bus, or, you know, work outside. They are in danger in weather like this because there is not winter weather clothing that fits them. And that is an incredibly huge problem. So that's just one issue. Another issue is, you know, if you have a job interview and you need a suit, 100% not available for InfiniFat people. And that it severely inhibits the growth, the career growth of fat people. Because we, if you can't dress the part in a lot of industries, you don't get the jobs, you know? And we're already up against it. Fat people are hired less across the board. And InfiniFat people especially. Like, the fatter a person is, the less likely they are to get hired. And if you pile, you know, not being able to wear the standard uniform of the company on top of that, it severely inhibits the ability of fat people to have jobs and to earn money and to support their families. It's a huge issue. And so fashion does matter. Clothes do matter. And it is an access issue. And beyond clothes, clothes are just a good entry point to talk about the other ways in society that InfiniFat people are at an incredible disadvantage. So InfiniFashion February is about clothes. It is about fashion. But it is also about highlighting inequity within the plus community and in the world for InfiniFat people. So I hope you pay attention. I hope you're listening. I hope you are cheering us on if you're not an InfiniFat person. If you are an InfiniFat person, I hope you participate. Show us who you are. Show us that you are a real person with a real life and needs and wants, and clothes are important to you. So if you want to participate in InfiniFashion February, just use the hashtag InfiniFashion February. If you don't know how to spell it, I'll include it in the show notes so you do. It is a long one. And please, if you are not an InfiniFat and won't be participating, please comment and like the posts of InfiniFat people and boost their, give them a signal boost, because it's important. It's important to show people that the fattest among us are worthy and full of life and need access and care, and they need the same privileges that everyone else gets on the regular. Okay, so I hope you enjoy InfiniFashion February. I hope you enjoy seeing me in a lot of the same clothes I wore last year. I'm not gonna lie, because I'm not about that, like, only wearing it once life. Thank you to Star Crusher for the music you heard on today's episode. As always, go to seestarcrusher.bandcamp.com to hear more. Thank you, as always, to our Patreon patrons. The patron of the day is James. Thank you, James, for your patronage and your friendship and support. If you would like to become a Patreon patron, go to patreon.com/thefatlip to find out how. Thank you, as always, to Big Fig, our sponsor. If you've been listening to the pod, you've heard me talk about Big Fig a million times. I love this bed. It is so comfortable and so sturdy. It hasn't creeped, or there's not a dip in it. The sidewalls are standing strong, and I've been sleeping on this bed for over a year now. It is the most comfortable bed I've ever owned, and it is made especially for fat people. Go to bigfigmattress.com to learn more about the construction and how Big Fig made this mattress for us. And when you're ready to check out, use the code FATLIP for $100 off of your purchase and to let them know that I sent you. Sleep well this year with Big Fig. Okay, that's all I've got for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Follow InfiniFashion February on Instagram. And please, please support this mission. I will see you again next time. Bye-bye.